This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shalom Aleichem and Bruchim Abayim. Parshas Teldos. At the end of the parsha, we have the brachas that Yitzchak Avinu gives to Yaakov. Originally, he wanted to give it to Esav, and Yaakov b'mirma, as Rashi and Chazal translate mirma b'chachma, with wisdom, he was able to snatch the brachas away from Esav, and he got it, and Esav lost it. It was done through a system of him coming and acting like Esav. He was there to present himself as Esav. And this is the instructions of his mother. You come in, present yourself as Esav, the brachas will be given to you. The pasuk says that Yitzchak right away caught Yaakov Avinu in this trick, in his acting. Why? The pasuk says, "Vayoyim Yaakov Eloviv Kum Na Shva." Father, please get up. No, please get up, and I'll give you to eat. No, please. Is this Esav talking? This doesn't sound like Esav. Says Rashi, in the name of the Chazal, on Pasuk Chav Beis, Esav says, Yakumavi. He doesn't say no. He doesn't say please. This sounds like Yaakov. Says Rashi, no is Lashin Tachnunim. It's a humble, it's a sweet way of talking. And this has nothing to do with Esav. Only Yaakov speaks like this. And it is this that prompts Yitzchak to comment and to wonder, HaKol Kol Yaakov? This is the voice of Yaakov. This is not the voice of Esav. Because Esav doesn't say no, he doesn't say please. The difference between a Yaakov and an Esav, no. Lashon Tachnunim. The question is obvious. Yaakov came in there to act like Esav. He was trying to hide himself as Esav. Wasn't he smart enough to not use the word please? If commonly and regularly Esav would never say the word please, that's not Esav's way of talking. So why would Yaakov give it away right away as soon as he comes in? Kum na, I mean, I could have thought it through a little more. He could have been a little more better on his acting. Why would he say no? Why would he come in and give it right away? As I always say, Echtechat Seichel Yaakov Avinu. No is not the language of an Esav. Why is Yaakov saying no? So, the Teretz might be based in the words of Chazal. Chazal seemed to say that he actually wanted to get caught. He didn't want his trick to succeed. His acting, he wanted to be a bad act that he should get caught. He didn't want that he should take the brachas. His mother sent him. She told him he's got to do this, but this didn't sit well on Yaakov, fooling his father Yitzchak. Lies was not for him. This was not a... And Yiddishak was going to King Geshef for him. There's a very famous Goyin, a beautiful Goyin. We find two words which mean the same thing. We find the word ulai and the word pen. Pen means maybe and ulai means maybe. So why two words for the same meaning? Says the Goyin, pen means maybe... Hopefully it won't happen. Pen yasurim luvavcha. That the Torah will be removed from you. That's pen. Pen tavoid elohim acherim. You might go and do avodah zarah. Pen tavoid elohim acherim. You might go do avodah zarah. So it's also pen. That pen is... I hope it doesn't happen. That's not a pen that I want to happen. At the same time, we have a pen... that maybe, but we want it to happen. For example, ulai. Ulai lo yisoyva isha leleches acharoi. Maybe the woman won't go. Eliezer was hoping that she wouldn't come, and therefore he would be able to have his daughter marry Yitzchak. So that's an ulai, maybe, hopefully won't. So we have a pen, maybe and hopefully not, and an ulai, maybe and hopefully yes. Let's see the wording of Yaakov Avinu. Ulai yimusheni avi v'hayisi be'enov kimitateya. He doesn't say pen yimusheni. He says ulai. Ulai, like we said, means I hope that it happens. Why would he say ulai? Maybe the father will feel me up, realize that I am not Esau but Yaakov. So he should have said pen. Maybe, and I don't want it to happen. And the answer is like the way Chazal tell us, it was ulai, and he was hoping that it would happen. Because he didn't want to go through with it. He was hoping to get caught. Well, according to this, it makes sense. He comes in and he gives it right away. He speaks Yaakov Avinu's language. And that is the way he was trying to get caught. We could say another teretz. The Beis HaLevi asks an interesting kasha, and with this he says a very interesting pshat. The Beis HaLevi asks, if Yitzchak is wondering, Hakol Kol Yaakov, and the Adayim is the Esav, so why does he give him the brachas? Then there's a problem. If it's Kol Kol Yaakov, then he shouldn't be giving him the brachas. He should investigate more. How do you give the brachas if it's Hakol Kol Yaakov? Red flags are going up. Hakol Kol Yaakov. So why does he continue and straight away give the bracha? Says Beis HaLevi, Hakol Kol Yaakov was the reason that he gave him the bracha. Esav was very smart, and Esav knew that his brother is very smart. And these two brothers, they were always one step ahead of each other. And they were always chayshish and chayshid. And because of this, they always took measures that they should be one step ahead of each other. Says Beis HaLevi, Esav told Yitzchak, this might happen. I know he already stole my b'chayr. He might come to steal my brachas. So if he comes in and he sounds like Esav, then you know it's Yaakov. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a little trick. And that is, I'll come in sounding like Yaakov, and then you'll know it's Esav. So if someone comes in sounding like Esav, you'll know that it's really Yaakov and not Esav. And if he comes in sounding like Yaakov, I'll play the part of Yaakov, and then you'll know it's really me, Esav. So the minute Yaakov comes in and doesn't sound like Esav, all of a sudden Yitzchak says, wow, Hakol Kol Yaakov, not in wonder, and not in question, but in statement, great, Hakol Kol Yaakov, Ayadayim Edei Esav. And therefore he gives the bracha. Because he sounds like Yaakov, which was the, in Yiddish Zuckman, the Upmach. This is what they made up amongst each other. Yaakov knew this. So he knows not to sound like Esav, but to sound like Yaakov, because that was the agreement. Okay. So this we understand now why Yaakov sounds like Esav. The problem with this pshat in the Beis HaLevi, we need to understand, why is Esav sounding not like Yaakov? He should have came in and yes, say no. Yaakov comes in and sounds like Yaakov because he knows that's the way to get the brachas. But why is Esav sounding like Esav? He should have said, please, he should have sounded like Yaakov. The Teretz may be possibly, and I've said this many a time, the real pshat is Yaakov can't sound like Esav, and Esav can't sound like Yaakov. Yaakov's speech is deeper than the words he uses. It's who he is. And Esav is Esav. They can't be out of script. It's mekenished. Yaakov comes in, maybe he's trying to be Esav, possibly, but he can't do it. He speaks, no, that's the way he talks. Esav comes in, he sees that, wait a second, there's food, what's got? Oh. He loses himself for a second even. And then he goes back to being himself, and he can't say the word, no. Yaakov, no is deeper than the word please. It's who he is. It's his essence. It's his midas. It's his edelkeit. While Esav doesn't have it. I've always pointed out, and I think it's a Mordika Aretz Kedai to learn it up in the Psukim and in the Rashi. He actually says Shem Shamayim. He says Kehikra Hashem. He mentions Hashem. Rashi points out that Yitzchak thinks to himself, wait a minute. Esav doesn't say Shem Hashem. Esav doesn't mention Baruch Hashem and Mirtz Hashem. That's not the way he talks. So this sends off red flags in his mind. Yet on when it says Hakol Kol Yaakov, Rashi doesn't go back to say because he said the Shem Hashem, but rather because he says No Lashon Tachnunim. I would have expected Rashi to say both. The fact that he says Shem Hashem and no, that's the Kol Yaakov. And the Teretz says, yes, we know in the yeshivas Kol Yaakov is about Torah and Tefillah, but there's a Pshatova. What is Kol Yaakov? It's the Edelkeit of no. It's not about saying Baruch Hashem. Yes, it's also Yaakov says Baruch Hashem. Yes, but you see from Rashi, you see clearly from Rashi, that Rashi is in the name of the Kadchum of the Medrash, that what is the Kol Yaakov? What is the divide between the way Yaakov speaks? We just learned in the previous Rashi that Yaakov says Hikra Hashem while Esav wouldn't say it. But that's not the stamp of what makes Kol Yaakov. It's not the Ruchniistic of things that he speaks about. It's not the Rabbeinu Shalom that's Shagar Al Piv, but it's the Edelkeit. It's the soft talk. It's the derech eretz. It's the nachas. The way he speaks. The please. You know, we grew up, the mothers always told the children, please. It's a lot more than just the word please. It's deep into the midas of Klal Yisrael. There's a lashon tachnunim. There's respect. There's humility in saying please. And it's so important that this is the divide. You see Chazal telling us, the Yitzchak is farteiching the chilul between Kol Yaakov and Yadayim Yedei Esav, is in this, please. The Zayda, Shmuel David Valkin Zatzal, used to point out, it's in the Sfarim, wait a minute, how could Rashi bring a Tanchuma that Esav doesn't say please, while in this week's Parsha he does say please? He comes back min asada v'hu ayev. He sees Yaakov Avinu is cooking lentils because Avram Avinu was nifter and Yesudas Avra is supposed to be lentils. And he tells Yaakov Avinu, he reaches out to him and he asks him, Haliteini na min ha'adaim ha'adaim hazeh. Zakta dachyad na. He does, he says no. How could Chazal say, whoa, Yitzchak is saying no is not something that Esav says? Well, you see, he does say it. When he wants something, he knows how to say please. When he wants the lentils from Yaakov, he's smart enough to say please. It's on the regular basis, where he's not trying to get on the good side of people, to get something out of them, to politically be correct and nice, to be chayinif. There's no please over there. Now, where is this na? rooted from? Where does it come from? How does this Kol Yaakov, how does one have children that have Edelkeit, that say please? Now, of course, you could scream at them, you need to say please, and you could say, I won't give it to you till you say please. You know, that's not by example. That's telling them what to do, and that doesn't always work. If the parents are not saying please, you could force your kid to say it. It's not the way it becomes part of your children's language and personality. It's in the home. It's the way the parents speak. Ba'adinus. With a lashon no, with a lashon tachnunim. If you'll notice how many times in this parsha, right here, in this story, as Yitzchak speaks to Yaakov and Esav, and as Rivka speaks to Yaakov, every time they ask, it's with the word no, and the Torah goes out of its way to stress this. I've noticed it. Why is it so? Just say what they ask. You have to say that they said the word no. You look at Pasuk Gimel. Va'ata sana kelicha. Yitzchak tells Esav, sana. So later we're going to learn that maybe this no doesn't mean please, but it means now. We'll soon learn it's a machlokes in the Mefarshim. But Pashtus, this is you have a no. Va'ata sana kelicha. Take your arrow and your bow and go get me something to eat. You look further in Pasuk Tes. In Pasuk Tes, Lech na latzayin, Rivka tells Yaakov, Lech na el hatzayin. Again, the word na. You look further in Pasuk Chafalif. Pasuk Chafalif says the Heilige Teira, Chafalif ayoyim Yitzchel Yaakov gishana. Again, no. You look further in Pasuk Chavzayin. Vayigash, Vayishak. Vayoyimel of Yitzchak Gishana Ashkali B'ni. Again, no. 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 Always the word no. Vayoyimel Pasuk Chavav. Vayoyimel Yitzchak Aviv Gishana Ashkali B'ni. There's no extra words in the Torah. And here, the conversations, the word no keeps on popping up. And the answer is, this is the way they spoke in the home. No, no, no. Let's go back to the first no. Actually, the first no was where Yitzchak, let's pay attention here. That's in Pasuk Beis. He begins the conversation. No, zakanti. And here it can't mean please, but it means now. Here, now, I am old. It's time for me to give you the bracha. Right away, in Pasuk Gimel, it continues, v'ata, which translated is now. So, no. So, what's that no? No means now. Tell me, Rabbi Yisrael, here. Vayoy mehine no. Now. Okay, it's now. Va'ata now. So no, now. You already said now. So if you look at them as in the Ramban and most of the Rishayim, they say no, here means now. But it says already va'ata now. It's a double lashon of now, almost to say is now. Like fist. You ever see when you talk to your child and you want him to go fast, you go, now. You emphasize and you stress and you repeat quickly. Okay? And that's how the Targum translates. Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, Ka'an Sav Ka'an. Ka'an means now, Sav means to take, Ka'an now. Zaynach, your sword and your bow and get me to eat. The Maskel of David. David Perdo says no. That the no here is not now. So no means please. Please go and take your hunting gear and get me to eat. Get me something to eat. And his proof is because it already says va'ata. So it can't be now if he already said now, which already is Rashbam's question. The Rashbam says, we find this, we find by Sarah. Avraham Avinu tells Sarah, Ata hine no yadati. Oh, so you see clearly, Ata no, which both places, both times it means now. So you see there is such a thing as saying now. Says Maskula David, I disagree. I think it means please, not like the Targum. And he says a very interesting, insightful pshat in Rashi. What does Sonno mean? Sonno means, as the Targum says, take your hunting gear and get me to eat. Rashi says it means hashchazas sakin, which means please sharpen the knife to make sure the food is going to be glat kosher. Chalak, chalak, glat kosher. The knife should be sharp. On that, it's possible to say no. Please. Why? Because says the Maskel David, if it means just bring me to eat, go out and hunt and bring to eat, why would he say no? He's a father. He could just say, get me something to eat. Your father has to say please. He has to plead and beg from his child to bring him a food, to bring him what to eat. And especially, says Maskel David, it was for his benefit, because through this he would get the brachas. So why is he pleading? You have to plead with your child to eat ice cream. Likes ice cream. You have to plead with him to eat his vegetables. Thus, yeah. But you don't have to plead with him to eat the ice cream. That if he eats his ice cream, he'll go out and he'll get chveis to go for recess. He'll go out to play in the backyard. You have to plead with him. He wants to do it here too. You have to plead to bring supper. Father asks for supper. And that's why he says Rashi learns that it's going on Ashchaz HaSakin to make sure it's kosher, and that he had to plead with Esav. That he needs to plead with Esav. Esav is the kashrus, was not exactly on par. And he's chashud to serve his father something which is not kosher. And as Chazal say, he actually did. He brought him dog. He brought him a dog, you know. It's the Esav is not. He has no qualms of bringing his father something which is treif. So therefore, no, please. Good, Mordik Pshat. So according to Rashi, according to the Targum, so no means no now. Va'ata now, so no now. According to the Maskil David, Rav David Perdo. The word va'ata is now, sono means please, please be makbid on the kashrus. Why does he feel that Rashi had to say it's about the kashrus? Because you don't have to beg, say the word no, when you talk to your son to ask him to bring you food. Yet I found something interesting in the Chafetz Chaim, Hadrachas of Chinuch, of how parents should talk to children, says the Chafetz Chaim, a father should never directly command your son to do something. Don't say, you have to, you should, it's kibbut of the aim. Don't talk like that. Even though he has to do it, say please. Speak with soft, with love. Request him. Make it something that you're requesting and that he's fulfilling your request. And this is how you talk b'noyam u'b'nachas. And I believe that that's pshat in all these psukim, including when Yitzhak asks and speaks to Esav, the way the Maskel David learns for a supper. He still says, please. Because even when you ask something that your son should do, it's please. All right? How many of you here tonight are going to change your way of speaking? Could you please go to sleep? Could you please do your homework? Okay, maybe the sleepy and homework is for him, it's not for you. Maybe there's a chilek there a little bit. Maybe. If it's something for you, you say, please bring me. Don't say, bring me. You have to bring me. Kibbut of aim. Or maybe every time you talk to your son, it's please go to sleep, and please get dressed, and please do your homework. It's a tall order. They change the tone in every Jewish home, but possibly the Torah is going out of its way to madgish, to emphasize how many times the word no was used. Let's talk broader. What it means to speak like a yid, what it means to speak softly, what it means to speak respectfully to people. Here we have respect even to children, even to your own child. Talk to him with derech cheretz, loshen tachnunim. And this is the Kol Yaakov. Let's see more how Yaakov Avinu, the Kol Yaakov, is with everyone. In next week's parasha, parasha's Vayetze, Yaakov Avinu comes to the town of Lavan, and he wants to ask the people for location, direction. Where is Lavan? And he opens his remarks by telling them, the Royim, the people who were shepherds, Achai me'ayinatem. Chumcharan, or maybe you know Lavan. Why is it important that in the Torah, Achai? Why does he speak that way? They're really his brothers. They're his brother. You meet a guy in the street, and he tells you, "You're my brother." You start thinking, you know, what does the guy want from me? You got to start thinking, well, you know, I got to run away from this guy. This guy's a little bit too close for comfort. He might be bothering me. Maybe he wants to rob me. I don't know. Well, what's this Achai? Why is he talking so nicely to me? And it's in the Torah. The Torah felt necessary, Ludoiris, for generations, that we should hear the opening remarks that he said, Achai. Bali Musar say there's a reason why he spoke Achai and why it's in the Torah. He gives the Musar, he's rebuking them. You know, you're leaving work early, it's not honest, ethical work. You have to work, the day's not over. Tell me, if you walked over to somebody and started meddling in his business about when he comes home or when he works and how he works, you know that he would show you the door and scream at you, none of your business. What are you meddling in my business for? Who are you? Who do you think you are? Say Bali Musar, the Achai was the key. Once he spoke Achai, once his opening statements were Achai, he had the platform to be able to give them Musar. When you speak gently to somebody, his ears open, his heart opens, and you're able to tell him, and you're able to rebuke him, you're able to guide him. I saw, though, another pshat, why he speaks Achai, and possibly this is why it's in the Torah, to be read and learned L'dairis. The Ralbag, it's in the Netziv, but before him, the Ralbag is a Rishon. He also says this pshat. Says the Netziv, and before him, the Ralbag, this is to teach us the Kol Yaakov. How does Yaakov speak to people? And the answer is, Achai, Nachas, Adinus. So I talk to everybody. A Ben Torah, someone who learns, his language has to be eloquent, respectful. It has to be gentle. Kol Yaakov of Torah, Kol Yaakov of Tefillah is also Kol Yaakov of the Lashon Tachnunim and Noh. Achai, it's the talk of, it speaks deeply to the person. People say, what are in words? Yes, there's a lot in words. The person's personality, the person's religion, and the person's teichin, is he a ben teir, is in his language, how he speaks. I would like to draw your attention to the Igeres Ramban, famous Igeres Ramban. Tizaher ledaber. Kol dvarecha, l'chol adam, u'b'chol eis, v'nachas. Be careful to speak all your words. Not sometimes nice and sometimes angry. No, all your words. To all people, everyone. Not only to big people, even to simple people. U'b'chol eis, all times, even when they get you angry. Even when they get under your skin, tizar ledaber kol v'recha l'chol adam u'b'chol eis nachas adinus. The opening statement of the Igeres Ramban, his advice is language, how you speak, adinus nachas l'chol adam. all your words, b'chaleis. Mashgiach, Maran, the Mashgiach, Reb Nosson, Zecher Tzadik, Levracha, Reb Nosson, Machfeigel, he was attached to these words of the Ramban. This was a very common on his tongue to always speak about this Ramban. The Sfarim of the Mashgiach write, Leket Rishimais Elul, Yom Narayim, page Kuf Chaf, how the Mashgiach was very attached to these words. This was to him one of the loftiest of goals that he kept on being doirish. He was moaning it from people. It says over there that they once asked the Mashgiach, French Jewry, a lot of it is far from Torah. A lot of Yidden in France. And they have an opportunity to write in the French newspapers something about Yiddishkeit. It's Shabbos Tshuva. Like this could be a word of Chizuk, of Asershim, for Asershim Tshuva. We have the opportunity that thousands are going to read it because they read the secular French newspapers. What should they write? It has to be shortened to the point. Something that could be a Shabbos Tshuva Drasha to the French secular Yidden. What should we write? Well, what do you think he told him to write? Tizoher Ledaber Kol Vrech, the words of the Ramban. Shabbos Tshuva. You see, this to the Mashgiach was Shabbos Tshuva. Did he write about doing Tshuva? No, he wrote to them about, he wanted the message to get out to them. Ayid talks like this. And this is the, to him, as the Ramban actually continues, is the yisayit of everything. Because through that you won't get angry, through that you'll have anov, and through that you'll have yirah shamayim. It all leads to yirah shamayim if you talk the way you speak. If you're soft in your speech, you will have yirah shamayim. And to the Mashgiach, this was a miut hamachzik hasamruba, so much contained in this sentence, that this should have been the Shabbos Tshuva Drash. Well, they told him that it's a very tall order. You can ask for everyone to speak all the time, everything that they say to everyone. Who could do that? You're asking too much. We got to tone it down. See, he tells you know what? Then in that, if the way you're saying it, and you need something more applicable, then I guess let's go to plan B. What you should write is what the Gra says, what the Halakha Gaon writes, Shekol Yamav Tzarcha Adam L'Siyaser, a person has to work on himself, but not with tainiyos, not with fasting, and not with sigufim, but rather rest and piv v'tavois, of control your mouth and control your desires. And that was the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, Shabbos Tshuva Drasha, for the French people in the newspaper. Interesting. There is some mekar for this in the words of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter in Ar Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter writes that one of the avoidas that are important, that Aser Shimei Tshuva, we think Aser Shimei Tshuva is to do big tshuva and kaparis and chveis, grois in yonim. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, please work on something, and that is when you see people, when your friends, the people around you on Aser Shimei Tshuva, you need to speak softly and kindly and warmly, benachas, b'sever ponim yafis, because a person during the Aser Shimei Tshuva might be, as they say, yish angestrengt, which means he's extremely stressed out because of the fear and the pachad, and you might come to speak in a somewhat on edge tone to your friend, and you got to work on that to make sure in Aser Shimei Tshuva you don't have it. So you start to see that Ladaber Benachas as an avoid in Aser Shimei Tshuva is already rooted. It's already merumiz. It's already a makar in the words of the Rishol Salanter himself in Ar Yisrael. Aser Shimei Tshuva, people are on edge. That's for you. That's the way you should feel inside between you and the Rabbi Yisrael. But the people around you don't have to feel that. You need to speak to them. Benachas ubesever ponim yafis. In Leket Rishima Yisliman Amusar Avoidas Hashem, it's another chelik, a volume of the Mashgiach Svarim that they put out from the Mashgiach after he passed away. Page 45, they bring over there something interesting. That, like we said, this was on the tongue of the Mashgiach always. This, Lizar Ledaber Kol Verecha. He said, even the children in the house, not only the grown-ups around him who wanted to learn from him, Musar and Ashkof, even the little kids knew that this is what the Mashgiach was always telling them to repeat and to learn and to strive for. These words of the Igeres Rabban, and it says over there that when a kid would even raise his voice in the house, the Mashgiach would right away begin with the old famous Nigun of Musar from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the famous accepted Nigun that they would sing in the yeshivas. Tizaher ledaber kol varecha benachas l'chol adam. This was a common song on the lips of the Mashgiach, especially in his home. Now, what's so important of speaking softly, speaking humbly, speaking benachas? Why is that so important? What is the reason for this hanhaga? So the truth is, from the Ramban is mashma, as he says, it's mimidas hatoivos. These are from the best attributes possible. Yet I want to quote a Charedim. In Charedim, Perik Lamed Chesim and Lamed Hey, Charedim is a Rishon, he says that it's actually mitzvah saseh, midivrei kabbalah, or midivrei seifrim. It's almost like it's a mitzvah drabonon, atluiz bepeil bekana, which means the windpipe, which means speech, the mouth and speech. And that is, Yisnaig Adl Medabim Naschal Adam Yishuv Kimedabim of Neamelech, Shiyari Laharim Kalifanav, the Malay Kalarts Kvaide. So we have an interesting Charedim, and that is that it's almost like a mitzvah, mitzvah drabonim. It's not just Vuhu Mida Toiva, as the wording of the Ramban seems to imply. Now, what is the reason of this midah of ledaber benachas according to the Charedim? And the answer is, as he says, it's a tznius tashem. Loi chalartz kevaydai, since the Rabbeinu Shloilam is everywhere, imagine the king is here, would you yell in front of a king? So this is a humility in front of Hashem. The Ramban seems to learn it's humility, the person is humble, he doesn't yell. The Charedim seems to say that the pshat is, the melech is here. Don't scream. You act polite in front of the king, and that's the reason to ledaber benachas. The Ramban wants that it should be nachas, so you'll come not to have kas, and you'll have ira shamayim. But I saw an interesting sipurna. The Sipurna on the Pasuk in Kehelas, Divrei Chachamim Benachas Nishmayim. The words of the wise are spoken in Nachas, in calm. Mitzakas Moshel Bixilim, the Moshel, the tyrant, how does he rule? He rules with yelling, and that's foolish. Now, if you read the words of the Pasuk, Divrei Chacham, it's a wisdom thing. Wise people, they speak benachas. But it doesn't say nishmoyim, it doesn't say nemarim, but it says nishmoyim, which means that the people hear it. If you speak yelling, nobody hears you. If you speak benachas, nishmoyim, it gets heard. Tzakas ha-moishel, the moishel is a tyrant. He forces his way. Bixilim, it doesn't really work. You could yell and scream, but no one hears you. That's how the Sipurna explains the inyan and the importance of speaking benachas. Otherwise, you're talking to nobody. You have two people, they're learning b'chavrus, and each guy's yelling at each other. You know who they're talking to? Nobody. Nobody's talking to each other. They're yelling at each other, and no one's listening. So this is the reason, chachamim, it's a wisdom, it's a wise thing. So the Ramban, let's make a quick chazara. The Ramban seems to learn it's a good midah, that this midah will save you from kas, which will make you be humble, which will bring you yiras shamayim. The Charedim seems to learn nachas is because malay chalaretz kevaydai, you're in the presence of Hashem, and in the presence of Hashem one needs to speak politely and humbly. The Sipurna seems to say that it's a chachma. It's the way to communicate with people. Otherwise, nobody listens to anyone, and everyone is just yelling on top of the other. We find in the Archeis Chaim L'Harosh, it's another Rishon, the Rosh, he says a different pshat, why it's important. What is the inyan behind speaking benachas? I quote, Al tashmia b'chutz kailecha, says the Rosh. Do not let your voice be heard outside. Sometimes the guy speaks so loud you can hear him. The guy's yelling in his car, you hear him from outside the car. Don't speak that loud. Baltitza ve'ach k'behema. Do not yell like an animal. Udvarecha yeh benachas. So it's about your respect of the person. You have to behave as a human being, as a ben Torah for sure, but even as a regular person, because only animals scream. We were growing up, we grew up with Yiddish. Almost everything in Yiddish, the undertones are Torahdic. I used to say, "V'shreis v'abehema, v'shreis v'achaya." What are you screaming like an animal for? Right? That's this rush. Only an animal screams. And it's interesting the Rambam brings it that way. Rambam in Chazdeir is Peg Hey, Halacha Zayin. Day is Peg Hey, Halacha Zayin says Rambam, Talmud Chacham, Lo Yetzayeg v'tzaveach. Now it's interesting, he speaks about a Talmud Chacham. And as he does most of the Midas, Toivis, and Hilchas Deis, he attaches it to the way of a Talmud Chacham, and we've spoken about this in the past. It's for sure a Talmud Chacham, even more so a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham is supposed to be an example for others, but it doesn't mean just because, well, I'm not a Talmud Chacham, it doesn't apply to me. Should be a Talmud Chacham. Should behave like a Talmud Chacham. All right? So the Talmud Chacham, lo yetzayek v'tzaveach b'shas diburoi ke be heimais v'chayais. You see clearly that like the Rosh, the Rambam learned that the inyan of speaking benachas, a mensch. Speak like a mensch. I would like to point out that we could actually say another pshat, which I did find in the Charedim as well. And that is, it's not only for your respect that you should speak benachas, but it's for the respect of the other person too. When you talk to somebody, so either the benachas is the way you, it's about you, or it's about him. Charedim says, the dibur benachas is nichlal b'mitzvas v'ahavta l're'echa kamaycha. So it's about how you respect another person. So here we've given the different pshatim and the different reasoning on why it's so important, why kol Yaakov means, this is it, this is the kol Yaakov. Of course, learning is kol Yaakov and davening, but this is the divide that Yitzchak sees between Yaakov and Esav, the word na. It's in the Adinus. The words are soft. They're respectful. Why is it so important to speak that way? As we said, either because humility, which will bring you to Yirat Shamayim, or because the Ribbono Shel Olam is Malay. Maybe we have to pshat them now. Because Shem Shamayim is Shagar Al Piv, that's why he speaks no. Maybe it's connected to two Rashis. Someone who always realizes Baruch Hashem and Chazdi Hashem and the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam, what do you speak respectfully? Malechal Eretz Kevaydei. And then we have the Pshat of the Sipurna. We need to learn to talk to each other. How many times do we have people who speak at and not to? At and not to. At and not to. Screaming is at somebody. Speaking is to somebody. L'daber kol dvarecho benachas is divrei chachamim benachas nishmoyim. They get heard mitzakas moishel. The tyrant, the ruler, he's yelling and screaming, no one's listening. And then we have Respect for yourself. Don't be a behema. Speak like an adam, like a mensch. You're not a chaya. And then we have the charedim. Respect the person you're talking to. So speak benachas with humility, l'chol adam. I'm going to end with the following, which I've seen quoted b'shem the sefer chassidim. It's brought in Svarim that the way you talk to others, the way you greet others, do you smile? Do you talk softly? That's exactly the way the Malachi Hashoris will talk to you when you pass from this world to bring you to Gan Eden. They're going to send Malachim, like in the hotels, they usually send someone to escort you to your room. They're going to send Malachim escorting you to Gan Eden. How would you like them to talk to you? Benachas? Or you want them to tell you, what's going on with you? Come on, let's go, get out, get up and go. The way you've spoken to others in this world, that is the way that you'll be spoken to. When Mashiach comes, Tizahir Ladaber. After everything we just said, how it's called Kol Yaakov, and how this will be the way you're spoken to, Lasad Lavai. Now, take heed. Now, work on Tizahir Ladaber Kol Varecho Benachas Lachol Adam Ubechaleis.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.